comprehend the world and all its capers and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that is our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean in the way we care. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fences, and in time may go. Oh, but oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, ah, but they're only made of clay. Oh, but our love, it's here to stay.
Actually born in Scotland and moved to the United States and was very popular in the United States through a very good career as well. And she was actually the first person to appear on stage on Broadway in Finian's Rainbow, which I think was about 1947, something like that. So warm welcome to the programme. Welcome, it's Beagley at Night with me, RB. All the usual things in all the usual places. And yes, we will have a couple of Christmassy things as well.
Noodle, and soon my arms will be round my baby's back. My baby's back. Oh, how I missed her, while she was far away. I long to kiss her, more and more every day. Cock-a-doodle, I'm off my noodle, I'm all through dressing in black. My baby's back. My baby's back.
Thank you.
but now we'll wind up, loving her more and more.
Wonderful. That was Harry Reeser and his orchestra, along with Tom Stax. Now, Tom Stax was very interesting because he played with Harry's orchestra from the late 20s onwards, and he did the singing, he did the drumming, and he did all of those sound effects as well that you heard in the music. And he really was a great entertainer, born in Pennsylvania, died tragically, actually, in 1936. He was performing in a restaurant, and the restaurant caught fire, and sadly he died in the restaurant. But the great Tom Stax here on Angel Radio. Let's see, it's going to be binging singing in a couple of minutes time, but before that we're going to find out about a nightingale that's singing somewhere in London. I wonder, could it be Berkeley Square?
Magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. Was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Orchestra, Larry Stewart doing the singing, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Okay, it's time for our first segment, and as always, it's Bing Crosby singing some songs. And this week we've got three great songs. One of them's quite short, so I might even try and fit in a fourth song. We'll see how we go, because we're actually running pretty close to time, which is rather scary, isn't it? Right, if you think about it. Anyway, to start it all off, all I have to do is say two words. Bing, sing. Thank you.
Every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me, can't shake it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Oh, I just can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting. Have a lovely evening. Our party was a great success. Oh, didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning? Did you notice Mrs. Jones's new dress? Now, what did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? Well, I guess it was just one of those things. Brownie had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap for Rover. We ought to feel real proud. And mighty glad the darn thing's over. No more company to feed. No more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spare. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before. You darling, no more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spare. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Three songs from Bing Crosby there. Started off with You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, and ended very abruptly. It wasn't me, by the way. It was the record. Then we had We Three Kings of Orient Are, and Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep with Lenny Hayton and his orchestra. And I think since the first song ended rather abruptly, we've got time for another quick one from Bing.
I love that Christmas feeling. It does my heart so much good. Strangers I meet all seem like friends, and the world's just a name.
Oh, very nice to Bing Crosby and that Christmas feeling. There you go. I would throw that one in. Four for the price of three. Something like that. And we'll have some more from Bing round about the same time next week. Right now, it's time to go over to Germany and to Holger's house. And a very good morning to you, Holger. I hope you're well. Sorry we kept you waiting about 5 minutes there. But, you know, things on this program never run to schedule. And when they do, we sort of get a little bit alarmed, quite frankly, because it's just you, me, and... you know, we just do what we want, which is fine. One of the things that we want is a song from Holger every week. You can hear him, by the way, Wednesdays here on Angel Radio, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think is correct, 3 in Germany. Every week he sends me a song, and I think he's deliberately trying to make them more and more difficult for me to pronounce. He says, now this one is Little Hammer. That's what it's called, Little Hammer Poker. He says, and whenever he needs money to get his little hammer, he goes out to slaughter his piggy bank. So it probably smashes in his piggy bank. Chris Howland is the person singing. He was born in London but had a great career in Germany. And he says, I'm sure you will like to pronounce the difficult umlaut word. Yeah, a lot. Well, I'm going to give it a go because I haven't heard it yet. And I'm thinking, I know that the magic flute in German is Die Zauberflöte, so I am going to go with Hermischen Polka.
Na, und dann?
Und dann kommen wir mit dem Hermischen das Sparschwein.
Doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doo. Meiner guter alter Tante sagte mal zu mir, leg was auf die hohe Kante, Boy, das rat ich dir. Und aus meinem Bargeld wurde lauter Spargeld. Bin ich heut mal blank, geh ich zum Werkzeugschrank. Und dann hau ich mit den Hämmerchen mein Sparschwein, mein Sparschwein kaputt. Mit den Innenleben von dem kleinen Sparschwein geht's mir dann wieder gut.
Und dann hau mir mit dem Hämmerchen das Sparschwein.
Ja, ja.
Das Sparschwein kaputt.
Ja, kaputt.
Mit dem Innenleben von dem kleinen Sparschwein geht's uns dann wieder gut.
Da, 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 da. Alle müssen Steuer zahlen, ich und du und er. Alle leiden Höllenqualen, mir fällt das nicht schwer. Droht mir auch der Dalles, ich bezahle alles und hol mit Humor mein Hämmerchen hervor. Und dann hau ich mit dem Hämmerchen mein Sparschwein kaputt. Mit dem Innenleben von dem kleinen Sparschwein geht's mir dann wieder gut. Kleider, Schuhe, Strümpfe, Hüter kauft die Gattin ein. An das Geld in meiner Tüte denkt sie nicht, oh nein. Ich sag Winker, Winker, schöner Pinker, Pinker. Doch dann fällt mir ein, du hast ja noch das Schwein. Und dann hau ich mit dem Hämmerchen mein Sparschwein kaputt. Mit dem Innenleben von dem kleinen Sparschwein geht's mir dann wieder gut.
Und dann hau mir mit dem Hämmerchen das Sparschwein.
Ja, ja.
Das Sparschwein kaputt.
Kaputt. Schrumm, schrumm, boing.
Beautiful. What can I say? Absolutely wonderful. Hämmerchen Polka from Chris Howland. Is that how I said it would be before the start of the record? I can't remember. I might have said Hämmerchen. Oh, well. Great song, Holger. Thank you so much. And Chris Howland. I was born in the UK, but his career was basically in Germany. And with stuff like that, I think he must have had a very long career. Great song, Holger. Thank you so much. And that's going in my Holger box of tricks. I have a whole stack of songs from him that I absolutely love. I'm going to be playing them all over Christmas in the Beagley household. Going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Holger, thank you so much, and look forward to getting us another song from you for next week's programme.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio.
Good morning. This is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1945.
Might actually be a year earlier, we're not sure, but here's Helen Forrest with Little White Lies.
The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little red lies.
Beautiful. That was Helen Forrest and Little White Lies. We're not totally sure of the date of that song because it does appear on an album that came out in 1944, so we're pretty sure it's from, you know, that era, but the song could be a little bit older than that, but we can't trace it. Well, actually, the song is older than that, but we can't trace the recording date of when Helen Forrest actually did it. Usually we can, but with this particular one, we can't. And DAB Dave looked and looked and looked, and he couldn't find it. And if he couldn't find it, it's probably not there, quite frankly. So a nice song, Helen Forrest, always good. We're going to be going up to Langbank in Scotland after this. This is Caterina Valenti.
Chanson d'amour, c'est toi qui chante nos enfantines ferveurs. C'est toi le maître et la servante des belles joies du
stuff. That was Caterina Valenti from 1955, would you believe? And it was a song called Chanson d'amour, and d'amour. And I was thinking that it was going to be the do 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 chanson, you know, the one, right? But it wasn't. Well, you know, it wasn't now. So fooled me. Where are we off to? We're up to Scotland and a place called Langbank, which I believe is not too far from Paisley. And Bill listens to the programme up there. Very good morning to you, Bill. I do hope you're well. And he says, I know you do play Eddie Cantor on your programme, as indeed he's well covered on Angel Radio in general. But could you play these three songs, because they're very dear to me and I just love them so much, and I'm very pleased to do that for you, Bill. Three songs from Eddie Cantor, Beagle's Big Three this week, as chosen by Bill in Langbanger up there in Scotland.
Returned the other day from Waikiki for all the sea. He said, when I grow old, I'm gonna fold my tent and steal away to Waikiki for all the sea. The climate may be hot, but they have got some days that's mighty cool, and that is when the oldest men feel like the youngest fool. On a windy day, way down in Waikiki, oh me, oh my, men of 84 feel just like 23, and this is why, beneath the swaying palms, they sit around all day, looking at the hickey doolas, strolling down beside the bay. Those hula hula girls wear grass and nothing more. Any man who's failing forgets he's ailing upon that hula shore. A miser who squeezed every cent, he paid a hula dancer's rent on a windy day down in the town of Waikiki. Dum, bring a dunk a dunk a dunk a dunk.
dazzle deedle doodle day day. Ranga dinga donga dinga and ba doodle day doodle. Ranga daga dappa, riga doga dee dap. Ranga dappa 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 dinga dap. Abba dabba 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 dab. Said the chimpanzee to the monk. Dabba 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 dab. Said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the hunky-tunky way. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab means monk I love but you. Babba-dabba-dab in monkey talk means chimp I love you too. Then the big baboon, one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. All that you say is monkey doodle. Nothing else but plain monkey doodle. You tried to monkey doodle around me before, and that one thing this jungle bird won't stand for. What do you mean? You love me only. Maybe I'm green, but I can see. You're just coconutty, and I won't share your hutty, for I let no monkey, monkey doodle me. I've just heard a melody that is always haunting me. Funny little strain running through my brain. It's as sweet as can be. It has such a pleading way, though it's with me night and day. When I hear someone playing, I walk right up and say, please play for me that sweet melody called doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. Don't have to sing, just doodle-doo-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-doo-doodle-doo-doo. Please play for me that sweet melody called doo-doo-doodle-doo-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doo-doo. Doodle-doo-doo, simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. You don't have to sing, just doodle-doo-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-doo-doodle-doo-doo. I heard all the melodies from the Blues to Rhapsody. They all come and go, but there's one I know that'll linger and tease. I found all the blues a pest. Rhapsody to me a death. So if you want to please me, just take this one request. Please play for me that sweet melody called doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. You don't have to sing, just doodle-doo-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-doo-doodle-doo-doo. Please play for me that sweet melody called doo, 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 doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle, doo, doo, doodle, doo, doo. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. You don't have to sing, just doodle, doo, doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle, doo, doodle, doo, doo. Doodle doo doo.
What a great selection, Bill. Thank you so much. Three songs there in Beagle's Big Three this week from the great Eddie Cantor. We started off with On a Windy Day, Way Down in Waikiki. And then we had Monkey Doodle and Doodle Do Do. Lots of doodles in there. And Bill, really appreciate the songs that you sent in this week. And I do love a little bit of Eddie Cantor. And as you say, it's nice to hear some songs that we don't hear that often from him, so thank you for that, Bill, who lives in Langbank in Scotland, which is, let's see, it's somewhere to the, I think to the west of Glasgow. Bill, thank you so much. And let's just stay in Scotland for a little while longer. If you go, I'm presuming, southeast from Langbank, you will eventually come to California, where our Jesse lives. And last week, I sort of mentioned three Christmas songs would be nice, and Jesse sent them in and suggested some songs from Spike Jones, and I thought this would be good. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for Jesse up there in California.
Hello, Milky Way Garage, located between heaven and earth.
Hello, this is Rudolph. I wonder if
you... Oh, not again. Rudolph, how many times must I tell you? Don't call us, we'll call you. Goodbye.
Hello, hello, I am Santa Claus.
Hello?
Please call your mechanic while I wait. I'm having lots of trouble with my reindeer 8. The Dasher won't dash and the Dancer won't dance. The Vixen needs fixin' and the Prancer won't prance. The Donner and Blitzen are worn and weak. The Cupid is stupid and the Comet won't streak. I need your help and need it right away.
It looks like Rudolph's chance to save the day.
Who did you say?
I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, with a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call me names. They never ever let me join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved me, as they shouted out with glee, whee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
I just love to eat the bulbs off my Christmas tree. Ever since I was a pup, when I smile, my nose lights up.
All of the other reindeer wish that they could only be
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'll go down in history.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
And don't forget Rudolph.
You'll go down in history.
Oh, beautiful. That was Spike Jones and his City Slickers there. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, as suggested by Jesse in California. And Jesse, I will try, I think I have time in this morning's program, to fit in your other two songs in about 35, 40 minutes time, something like that. But coming up next, it's This Week, Back Then. Yes, it really is.
We wake you up in the morning, we keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
And this week back then, on December the 1st, 1420 to be precise, Henry V of England entered Paris alongside his father-in-law, King Charles VI of France. Looked round for the Eiffel Tower, couldn't find it, so he left. And in 1878, President Rutherford B. Hayes gets the first telephone installed in the White House. 6 years before, to this very date in 1872, the American brigantine Mary Celeste was discovered drifting in the Atlantic, and her crew was never found. Very sadly, on this day in 1991, Pan American World Airways ceased its operations after 64 years.
Makes it going quick.
The Royal Opera House in Covent Garden opened this week back then in 1732. That's about 28 minutes to six. And in 1972, Apollo 17, the last Apollo moon mission, was launched. The crew takes the photograph known as the Blue Marble as they left the Earth. And this week back then, in 1897, London became the world's first city to host licensed taxicabs. And this week back then, in 1941, the Imperial Japanese Navy carried out a surprise attack on the United States Pacific Fleet and its defending army and marine air forces at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. Next day, the president had a couple of things to say.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
This week back then in 1800, in the United States presidential election, the Electoral College casts votes for president and vice president that actually resulted in a tie between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. In nicer news, 160 years later, the musical Camelot debuted at the Majestic Theatre on Broadway.
I know what my people are thinking tonight, as home through the shadows they wander. Everyone smiling in secret delight, they stare at the castle and ponder.
Whenever the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say,
I wonder what the king is doing tonight.
Well, back in 1697, this week back then, St. Paul's Cathedral, rebuilt to the design of Sir Christopher Wren following the Great Fire of London, was consecrated. In 1971, Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Fujairah, Sharjah, Dubai, and Umm al-Qaywain formed the United Arab Emirates. And a year later, in 1972, Gough Whitlam was elected the 21st Prime Minister of Australia.
We will legislate to give Aborigines land rights. Not just because their case is beyond argument, but because all of us as Australians are diminished, while the Aborigines are denied their rightful place in this nation.
Well, good words indeed, but 12 months later, he'd go back on his word.
247 Radio 1, non-stop music.
So let's take a look at what was happening on the non-stop music station this very day, back in December 1979, Tuesday, December the 4th. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was Dave Lee Travis opening things up until 9, when Simon Bates took over. Paul Burnett at 11:31 after the news, and at 2 o'clock it was Andy Peebles. At 4:31, Kit Jensen, and at 7, personal call with Simon Bates and Sue Cook, inviting you to phone in and speak to a leading personality. Mike Reed was on at 8 o'clock with Newsbeat at 10 minutes to 10, John Peel on at 10 o'clock, and they handed over to Radio 2 through the night at midnight. Now, if you happen to be watching television on Sunday, December the 5th, 1954, on the BBC, well, at 25 past one, there was Association Football, Italy versus Argentina, with Kenneth Wolstenholme commentating from Rome. That stopped at 3:15, and BBC television resumed at 5, with Children's Television featuring Muffin the Mule, Children's Newsreel, and All Your Own, introduced by Hugh Weldon. BBC television closed down at 6 o'clock and reopened at 7:25 with the weather chart. News and Newsreel was at 7:30, and at 7:45 it was What's My Line with Isabel Barlett, Barbara Kelly, David Nixon, Gilbert Harding trying to answer the questions, and Eamon Andrews was trying to see fair play. There was an interlude at 8:25 until 8:30 when there were the White Oak Chronicles with young Remy. And who was in that, we ask? Well, Richard Cordicott, Ernest Howard, Peter Williams, Julia Braddock, Carol Marsh, William Russell, Sonny Doran, and Carol Bumart, that's who. At 10 o'clock there was the epilogue, Whoever Shall Offend. The news was at 10:15 in sound only, and BBC television went off the air after that. And if you walked into your local record shop and said, give us the number one record, Fred, you would have got this.
I got a feeling cold or blue, loads in for baby say goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, when I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear it when she calls me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow that I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. That's what's the matter with me. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. But she don't care about me. Well, I tried and I tried just to keep her satisfied, but she just would not stay. And now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling cold of blue, loads since my baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Bloody well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She'd got the kind of loving. Lord, I'd love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow that I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues.
Number one this very day back in 1962, there was, of course, Frank Ifield and something about the blues, lovesick blues, here on Angel Radio. Let's see, okay, let's find out what the time is, shall we? Because we're not in this one. Hold on, that and that. All right, here we go.
At the third stroke, yes. The time on Angel Radio will be about 1954.
Actually, 53, but not bad.
With a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk, you and the Tennessee, a wig walk. Hear a tune on a fiddle on a hardwood floor. Though I'm broke and weary and my back is sore, I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk, you and the Tennessee, a wig walk. Put your toes together, your knees apart, bend your back, get ready and start. Flap your elbows just for luck, and then you wiggle and you waddle like a baby duck. With me, honey, tap your toes and glide, and we'll always be together, side to side. We'll walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk, you and the Tennessee, a wig walk.
quick walk, here a tootle on a fiddle on a hardwood floor. Though I'm broken, weary, and my back is sore, I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk. Do and a Tennessee, a wig walk. Put your toes together, your knees apart. Bend your back, get ready and start. Flap your elbows just for luck, and then you wiggle and you waddle like a baby duck. Won't you dance with me, honey? Tap your toes and glide, and we'll always be together, side by side. We'll walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk. Do and a Tennessee, a wig walk. Walk with the wiggle, wiggle with the walk, and you do and the Tennessee, a wig walk.
Betsy Gay there singing with herself, along with the Russ Morgan Orchestra and the Tennessee Wig Walk from 1953. This is going to take us up to a little bit of posh. It's Vera Lynn and Menton Varney in his orchestra, and frankly those two sound pretty posh to me. Sound the last all clear. Very good morning to you. You're listening to Wiggly at Night here on Angel Radio, coming to you from Havant in Hampshire, although I'm coming to you via Havant in Danbury, Connecticut in the United States. We broadcast to Portsmouth, Gosport and Havant on 98.6 and to Chichester, Bognor and Southsea on 94.8. And you can also hear us on DAB and also, of course, on the internet. And for the latest listening via those two options, go to angelradio.co.uk, and when you get there, click on the Find Us on DAB or Find Us Online buttons, which you will find on the right hand side column, pretty much underneath the dog and digital radio by the looks of it. All right, time now for a little bit of Posh, and this just sort of seems right because the Nutcracker comes out very often at Christmas, certainly here in the States, and I think it's probably worthwhile having a quick listen to some of that. So I thought this week what we'd do is we would listen to the divertissements that are in the Nutcracker. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. They're all fairly short, and we start off with this one. Valery Gergiev, I believe, is conducting the Marlinsky Theatre Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
ago, the Divertissements from the Nutcracker Suite. We had the Mariinsky Theatre Orchestra with Valery Gergiev waving the stick at the orchestra. And we started off with Chocolat, the Spanish dance, and then we had the Coffee with the Arabian dance, Tea with the Chinese dance, Trepak with the Russian dance, and then we had the Dance of the Reed Pipes, and finally Polichinelle the Clown. So I hope you enjoyed that. A little bit of posh for this week. And we'll have another little bit of posh. I don't know what it's going to be yet. Around about the same time next week. Right now, though, it's time for Day at Night.
Boxes stacked up to the ceiling, all wrapped up in Christmas feeling. Golden bells caress the mistletoe. The colors glow red, silver, I know this rainbow came from you, trimmed with dew. Though my heart is overflowing, loving all the love you're showing, what I'd value most would be your call to tell me when you'll be home in my arms again. The loveliest Christmas present of them all. What I'd value most would be your call to tell me when you'll be home in my arms again. The loveliest Christmas present.
Applause is delicious. It's a thrill to have the world at your feet. The praise of the crowd, it's exciting. But I've learned that's not what makes a life complete.
There's one thing you can do for the rest of your days that's worth more than applause. The screaming crowd, the bouquets. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one man You're everything to fame if you win it. Comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
Just go. gorgeous stuff there from Doris Day. We had the Christmas present to start with, and then we had Make Someone Happy, and then we had the Christmas Waltz, and we'll have some more Day at Night for you around about the same time next week. And as always, we thank Brad in Chicago for coming up with the idea.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, Wonderful Angel Radio.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Season's greetings, Angel Radio.
Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. Somebody snitched on me.
Next year we'll be going straight. Next year we'll be good, just wait. We start now, but it's too late. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Seems perfectly reasonable to me. Spike Jones there, and you get nothing for Christmas. And we can thank Jesse up there in California in Scotland for suggesting that. And good news, Jesse, I think we will have time for your third and final song as well. It's just good news all around, isn't it? Okay, now let's see. Let's get the time, shall we?
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1927.
Spot on, actually.
Thank you. smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly.
Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
From 1927, April the 1927, George Orson and his music with vocal refrain from Bob Borger, Fran Frey and Bob Rice. And they were the seventh people to record that song. Actually, they were 6 people to record it. Bell Barker performed it live first on the 28th of December 1926, and then in 27, Imperial Dance Band did, Irvin Kaufman did, Johnny Marvin and Vince Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra, Felix Fernando and the orchestra, and then George Olsen and his music. So a seventh version performed in total. Great to hear that stuff, isn't it? And even now, they play these songs even now to date. The last person to record it was Rosanna Casale or Casale, and she recorded on the 27th of September this year. Also recording it, Lana Del Rey. That's the song that's just gonna live on, and quite right too. All right, where are we? I think it's time for comedy, and we've got comedy coming up today from Charles and Fiona, a very small bit from Charles and Fiona, Julian and Sandy, and then Arthur Marshall and Norton and Gold. And I'm not sure whether I'm starting the Charles and Fiona in the right place or not. As regular listeners will know, I have problems with my hearing, so I'm going to hope it's okay. Hopefully the first voice you'll hear will be Hugh Paddock. Here we go.
This is for you, Fiona. I hope you like it.
Charles, what is it? Such an unusual shape. But what a pretty ribbon.
I had them put it on in the shop. Do you want it now, or will you wait until after the Queen's speech?
No, Charles. No, Charles. Darling, please pass me the scissors. How lovely. Oh, you shouldn't have.
I wanted you to have it, Fiona. It belonged to my grandmother.
Thank you, Charles, thank you. But what is it?
My grandfather.
Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sam.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Mr. Orr. Nice to bother you, Dolly Old Eke again.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be out as soon as Jules finished doing his rye. It takes him hours combing it so the join don't show.
Right, you swore you'd never mention it.
You're so vain.
Ah, who's talking? Puts hormone cream on his knees, Mr. Orr.
Liar.
You do too. And anti-wrinkle cream on your elbows.
Well, if you've got good points, you might as well look after them.
And, Mr. Orne, do you know what? He goes to bed with a chiffon scarf tied under his chin, Mr. Orne. We all know what that's for, don't we? Trying to avoid telltale double chin.
It's not. It's to stop me talking in my sleep. Oh. And at least I don't wear a piece.
I'll give you a piece.
peace and blue wave. I don't lie about my age.
Well, neither do I.
Yes, he does. He lies, don't you? Don't you? Don't you lie? Mr. Orne, I've seen his Mons star.
When I look,
I've seen it.
Come and,
I've seen it.
I'm sure you have, yes.
I am now, honest.
Come and meet the rest of the guests.
No. No, I don't think I could face anybody. No, I'm too upset.
Oh, come on. They're dying to meet you, and you did promise to entertain us.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to move till this, from this spot. I'm not going to move till Sand apologises.
Never!
Go on. After all, it's Christmas.
Oh, it's Christmas. All right.
Now, shape?
Yes, all right. There we are.
There. Good.
There was no warmth in it.
Oh, oh, come on. Come on.
And it's all right.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet, please. Julian and Sandy have promised to entertain.
Oh! Thank you. Thank you. Now, with Jewel at the piano, yes, we will give you a selection of campfire songs. You like warming your hands at the old campfire. So if you know the words, don't hesitate. Keep your mouth shut. Right. Jewel?
Yes?
Ready? Order now your lappers on the Striller's boner.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah. Trouble, I do. And here we go. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young Ohm on his flying trapeze. His eke is so boner,
all balloons he does please,
and my love is stolen away. Then we stood up and wrote,
there's a hole in my bucket, dear Sandy. There's a hole in my bucket, dear Sandy, a hole.
Then why don't you stuff it, dear Julian? Then why don't you stuff it, dear Julian, stuff it.
With what shall I stuff it, dear Sandy? With what shall I stuff it, dear Sandy? With what?
If I were to tell you, dear Julian, if I were to tell you, we'd be off the air.
Well, dear, here we are at the end of yet another ripe, fruitful term at Staddlestone. It's been an undistinguished term in many ways. Several girls have sat for scholarships, but alas, nothing has come of it. The lacrosse team has done all and more than was expected of it. Several matches have been lost, and two matches were scratched. Well, now, I'm glad the games have been flourishing so, because, as I always tell you, life's a game. However, there's one little matter I feel I must mention. One of our number has not been quite pulling her weight. I don't know why it is, but there it is. Maybe she's not been feeling up to the mark. A bit peaky, perhaps, out of sorts, I don't know. Now, I'm not going to name that girl. She knows who she is. I've had to pull her up once or twice about it. Now, Betty Harrison, dear, don't giggle like that and don't nudge your neighbor. Ruth! Stop it, dear, this instant. I will now announce the result of this term's good conduct marks. I name first Thurza Henderson. Well done, Thurza, dear. Clap her, girls. Jolly fine show, dear. Second place is secured by Helen Gray. You would have been first, Helen, dear, but for your tiresome habit of talking with your mouth a chock-a-block. The geography prize goes to Blanche McDermott, who did us that wonderful coloured map of the Malay state, and who can now say all the towns of China in one breath. Well done, Blanche, dear. Peg away at it, and who knows where you land. At the end of last term and during the holidays, we had, as you know, infinite trouble with the drains. I had Mr. Spout over from Hinton, and he reported the discovery of quantities of sweet pudding just below the upper conduit, 5 feet short of our second sewer. Now, if any girl can throw any light on this tiresome affair, will she please make a clean breast of it, keep a stiff upper lip, and come and see me after fire drill. Many of our old girls are doing sterling work in the service of this wonderful empire of ours, and it will not be a surprise to many of those who knew her to hear that Beryl Throbbit took 7th place in her domestic science potato exam. I wrote to congratulate her in the name of Staddlestones, and also to Ruth Jordan, who got a diploma for her raspberries. And finally, may I say, the Grace Darling Medal goes to Hilda Duggleby, who dealt so courageously with the cow that was being thoughtless on the croquet lawn. Well, girls, that concludes the school news. We'll just finish off with the school song. Miss Smith will give us the note. Delia, please. Got it, girl. Arm it, sing it, let it ring. Every word a jewel. Play up, stand still, girls, whether it's rain or fine. Play up, though your head whirls, a stitch in time saves nine. Don't forget your crucian, let the wheels run through. Play up, stand still, girls, we're proud of you. Play up, play up, play. Hold it, Betty. Up!
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Are you insured?
The funny thing, I'm not insured.
Oh, that's fine, because I represent the Sun Fire Insurance Company.
Fire insurance?
And we want to insure you.
Fire insurance?
Fire insurance.
You've a jolly good idea where I'm going.
Oh, we have that. Now tell me, did your father and mother have any children?
No.
No?
Oh, no.
How about you?
Well, I wasn't born. I was laid.
Laid?
It happened like this. My mother opened the front door. There I was, laying on the step.
I see. You're a stepchild.
Stepchild.
Are you married?
Married?
Yes.
I think I am married. I married a very quarrelsome woman. The night we got married, she wanted to sleep on the right side of the bed, but I wanted to sleep on the left side of the bed. She insisted upon sleeping on the right side of the bed, but I still wanted to sleep on the left side of the bed. She wouldn't give way, and I wouldn't give way.
Then what happened?
The jolly old bed gave way.
Now, before our insurance company accepts you, we want to know about your health. Oh, you seem to have a very bad cough.
Very bad cough.
What are you doing with that cough?
Coughing.
Coughing? Why, there are only two things to cure that cough.
Two things?
Two things.
What are they?
Whiskey's one.
Never mind the other.
Now, you ought to take 3 spoonfuls of castor oil tomorrow morning.
Oh, I can't take 3 spoonfuls.
Why not?
We've only got 2 spoons.
Well, tell me, how do you sleep?
What is that?
I say, how do you sleep?
With my eyes shut.
I know that, but I mean, how do you sleep?
Well, I sleep even.
Even?
Even.
Even what?
Even worse than the night before. It's a funny thing. I haven't slept for 30 days.
You haven't slept for 30 days?
30 days.
Why not?
I sleep at night.
Well, what language do you speak?
Well, I speak Russian.
Russian?
Russian.
Russian? What's Russian for a drink?
5 minutes to 10.
5 minutes to 10 is right. Oh, I must test your eyesight.
Oh, yes.
Now, can you read this card?
I can't read it.
You can't read it?
No.
Well, I'll bring it nearer to you. Now can you read it?
Can't.
You can't read it?
No.
I'll bring it right up against your eyes. Now can you read it?
I can't.
Why not?
Because I can't read.
Now look me straight in the face.
What's that?
I say look me straight in the face.
I have my own troubles.
What do you work at?
Well, I'm a baker. I'm a baker in the lunatic asylum.
A baker in the lunatic asylum?
I make biscuits for lunatics.
Biscuits for lunatics?
Yes.
What kind of biscuits do lunatics eat?
Crackers.
Our company wants to know, have you traveled at all?
Traveled? I've traveled all over the world. I've just come back from America by rail.
Come back from America by rail?
Yes.
Why, I understand you come back from America by boat.
Yes, well, I was on the rail of the boat all the journey.
You won't think me asking you too many questions, but I want to ask you this one.
What is it?
What is it? What is it? It turns, but it doesn't move.
Well, what is it?
Milk. And that reminds me, I saw you this morning on the street corner arguing with a girl.
Arguing?
Yes.
Arguing?
Yes.
I was proposing to that girl.
Proposing to her?
Proposing to her.
Why, I saw the girl strike you on the face.
Ah, you don't know what I was proposing to her.
Well, there you go. That was Norton and Gold from 1930, and that was called On Insurance. Before that, Dear Old Arthur Marshall and the Headmistress. We had Kenneth Williams and Hugh Paddock as Julian and Sandy with Bona Christmas, and Christmas Special with Charles and Fiona, Hugh Paddock and Betty Marston as Fiona and Charles. And I do hope you enjoyed that comedy, and we'll have some more comedy around about the same time next week.
Thank you.
every star above
I've told every little star
knows the one I love.
You
sweet
I
Sue,
get a kick out of you.
Just you.
Indeed, I do.
And the moon on high
knows
the reason why.
What's the reason?
Sweet Sue.
I don't know why. I love you like I do.
Just you.
Sweet is the word for you.
No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do.
I'm lost in a bar.
In this heart of mine,
but I'll be doing fine.
You live all the time,
about a quarter to nine.
Sweet to
oh, Susie, flatfoot Susie.
Just you.
Nobody else but you.
An orchestra and Jack Leonard there doing the singing, and that was Sweet Sue, Just You from 1938. And my thanks to Jessie up in California for providing three Spike Jonze songs that she loves. Managed to get them all in, Jessie.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see your statement from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. My two front teeth.
very clever. Spike Jones and his City Slickers, and All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. And my thanks to Jesse up there in California, who did exactly as I asked last week. Three songs, let us know, and we'll play them, three Christmas songs. And that's exactly what she did. Jesse, thank you so much. Are you listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB? Where are we? Oh, we've only got 11 minutes to go. And what have we got? Three and a half, six and a half. Oh, I've just about got enough songs to go for the whole of the rest of the programme. So that's good, isn't it? I don't know. Regular listeners, of course, I know that I'm on Tuesdays here on Angel Radio. I don't know whether I'm going to be on Christmas Eve morning and evening yet. I have asked, but I don't think anybody's made any final decisions as to the Christmas schedule. If the powers that be want me, I'll be around. If not, I'll take the day off and enjoy a bottle of bubbly or two. That sounds nice. Ruby Newman for you right now and his orchestra, Lover, from 1937.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning, this is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
was Melando and his Tango Orchestra from 1955 and Danita. And we had before that Ruby Newman and his orchestra. And I leave you with Nat King Cole. Ta-da.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. So lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.